This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. Tolerating the rain is a rite of passage here in the Puget Sound region, but these last few months have been soaking wet. And you're not just imagining that. The National Weather Service confirmed this week that we've experienced the wettest fall ever recorded in the Seattle area. So what's going on this year? And what's coming this winter? Karen Bumbacco is the assistant state climatologist, and we have reached out to her for some answers. Karen, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So it hasn't just been wet. It's been historically wet. What is going on? Why is this happening?
That's a great question. And it has just been so wet from a series of what we call atmospheric rivers hitting our region.
Yeah, this used to be the old fashioned name was Pineapple Express, right?
That's right. So the atmospheric river, it's named that way because if you look at a water vapor imagery, it looks like a river of moisture headed right at Washington State, bringing a lot of moisture and flooding with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Pointed like an arrow straight for us. I mean, I'm losing count of how many atmospheric rivers we've had in the last month or so. I mean, have you been surprised by how much rain we're getting?
I have been. When you look, just like you said, when you look over the whole fall season, so September through November, it has been exceptionally wet. Wettest at SeaTac Airport, the wettest fall in Bellingham, the wettest fall in Quileute. So really around all of Western Washington. November has been interesting too, because I don't know if you've noticed it, but it's been really warm, especially our overnight temperatures. It's been cloudy, warm temperatures, which is not great news for our snowpack, considering all the moisture that we've been getting has been falling as rain in the mountains for the most part instead of snow.
Okay, Karen, it's been certainly wetter than normal. It's been warmer than normal. I mean, we were told to expect a La Nina type of winter. Is that contributing at all to this?
I don't think so at this point. In La Nina years, we typically see cooler than normal temperatures and wet conditions. So what we have seen so far is certainly the wet, but we're sort of getting it for a different reason. We got the right answer for the wrong reason. And I wouldn't blame those wet conditions on La Nina quite yet. What we've seen this winter is a lot of atmospheric rivers coming from our southwest directed right at Washington State. In a La Nina pattern, we typically have more anomalous northwesterly flow, which that brings the cold and the wet to the region and also helps the snow in the mountains.
Right, exactly. I guess that's what I was expecting, you know, and this warm weather kind of threw me for a loop. So you're saying we still have a pretty good chance of snow in the weeks to come, is that right?
Yes, absolutely. There's plenty of winter left. And as far as our long-range models are showing, about 2 weeks from now, things look to really cool off in the region, but still be wet. So it looks like we could switch to more of that typical La Nina pattern, and we have a lot of winter left to go.
Longer range, though, how does it look for our snowpack for our state?
So the Climate Prediction Center is still calling for cooler and wetter than normal conditions for the December through February period. And with that change in the weather that looks to be coming our way in the next 2 weeks, I believe that that's a pretty good forecast.
Well, Karen, as you know, all of this rain, this extremely wet weather, has led to some really serious flooding in Western Washington, devastating in some areas. And for you, as the assistant state climatologist, what can you tell us about the role that climate change may be playing here in weather events like this record-setting rain?
Yeah, that's a good question. So with a changing climate, we actually do expect to see wetter falls, wetter winters, and wetter springs with the types of flooding that we're seeing now. So this unfortunately could be a glimpse into our future in the changing climate with the warm temperatures as well, causing that precipitation to be rain in the mountains during the fall.
Karen Bumbacco is the assistant state climatologist talking to us about all the rain we've been getting in Western Washington lately. Karen, thank you so much for this.
Thanks for having me.